Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel better with where I'm at. You know, it's progressed, you know, pretty much the whole time. So, I'm positive where we're at.
Why do you think you guys have been a healthier football team this year than maybe you have
been in the past when you dream about? I don't know, man. We have a different schedule. I don't know if that helps. You know, 2 days on, 1 day off. That could have something to do with it. You know, I personally love the new schedule. I feel like it's helped me. It's helped my body. So I don't know if that, you know, has to do with it or, you know, whatever. It's luck.
So how do you feel, though? You're just in pain and you're going to be in pain the rest of the season. That's just the way it is? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've realized that it's going to be something that I'm going to deal with all year. You know, it's not as painful as it was last week or the week before, but I mean, it's something that's not going to go away. So, and I'm, you know, I know that, and I'm cool with that.
Getting back to the practice schedule, Julius thought that maybe it led for better practices too, having just Wednesday, Thursday, having a break in between. Do you think you guys practice better?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, I've always been taught, you know, the philosophy of 2 days on, 1 day off. You know, that's how I've always trained. That's how I train in the off season. So it makes sense to do it during the season. You know, your body can only handle so many days in a row. So, I think, you know, we've probably brought more energy to the practice field. It seemed to notice a difference.
Josh, what's your approach when it comes to little or no practice and still maintaining your level of play? How does that happen for you?
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, I didn't do anything last week and went out and played well. Hopefully I can do it again this week. And if I can, you know, I'll just, you know, tell Mike that I'll just take the year off from practice.
I mean, are you into the mental rehearsal thing and, you know, putting yourself through the plays and that kind of jazz?
No, I don't do that, no.
What is the biggest challenge for you facing a defense that's so aggressive, so much movement?
It's just a lot you got to think about. You know, you spend time, you know, you might spend 20 minutes in a meeting, you know, for one play that they did, you know, in one game. And, they, you know, that's why they do that stuff, is to, you know, to make you focus on one stupid play, you know, and not focus on, you know, the other stuff. So that's why they do it. And you just, it takes away time from, you know, other reps on the stuff you're going to see the most. And it takes away time from film on the normal stuff. So, and that's why they do it. And, I mean, that's the most difficult part, is trying to figure out how much time to put into certain things and avoid certain things.
Is it mass chaos during the game, though? Say you, Ling, and Lindsley all see something that you remember from that 20-minute meeting, mm-hmm. and you're all trying to point it out to Aaron at the same time. Does it happen like that? How does... Or is it just Aaron trying to dissect it, and he'll ask you guys?
No, it's all of us. I mean, we're all communicating. You know, this offense has evolved a whole lot, you know, since I got here. And you know, TJ and I have a lot of controls out there. You know, so we can change things, you know, when we want. And if we see certain looks, you know, usually we're pretty spot on with what we're seeing. And pretty confident in what we're seeing, so you know, we're confident in making adjustments if we see fit. So I mean, it's all of us out there communicating. I would say the, you know, most communication is done with the three inside and Aaron when it comes to changing things and seeing different things.